Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Manager of our Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy.
I like a lot of different things during the game. There's pancake. I got a, actually, I got a little pocket pancake right here that I munch on. They're wonderful. You want some?
Oh, those are delicious. Pizza, bagels, what else do you keep in your pocket?
Whatever fits.
This is Brewers 360.
You know things are going well when you can hand a pancake from your pocket to a reporter and they'll take a bite out of it. Everything is working for your Milwaukee Brewers. They've won 10 in a row for the second time this season. They have the best record in baseball and sit 6.5 games up in the NL Central. Joining us for Brewers 360 is Pat Murphy, the manager of the club. Good morning, Skip.
Good morning.
Boy, I'm not sure what to ask you because everything you're doing is working out right now.
That's a little more perception than reality, but things that I'm really proud of the guys, the way they're competing, that's the most important thing.
You know what's so amazing, Murph, is just the fans have always been strong and supportive and passionate. That's not new, but just love seeing how they're all getting to the ballpark whenever they can as you guys go on this crazy run.
Yeah, it is. It's noticeable. I've been here 10 years, and this is the best fan support I've felt for sure. And it's because, you know, I think they love the team. I think they love that they're a bunch of nobodies that just, you know, have put it together and play as a team. You know, there's a lot of better rosters out there than us, but this is a pretty good team. And teams beat rosters, you know. Rosters that have a team also, that's scary. And we've got some of those teams on our schedule, but teams beat rosters, if you know what I mean.
So Paul Skenes is who you're going to face tonight. Is there a plan of attack to, like, do you guys have, like, a little book that you give to each player and say, okay, read through this, here's what he throws, or here's his pitch counts that he likes, or anything like that to give people a heads up, or do you just let the players be players?
No. We spent a lot of time in preparation and talking about tendencies. This guy's, like, you know, really special. He's special. So it's hard to pick up his patterns, but it's hard enough just picking up his pitches, much less his patterns and sequencing. But yeah, there's a lot of work put in. Our hitting staff and offensive staff put together all sorts of reports, and some of it becomes individualized. Here's what he's going to do to a left-handed hitter. He's going to do to right. He's going to do to a guy with runners in scoring position. Here's what he does, you know, how to hold runners. Here's what he does with the guys on second base. Here's what he's vulnerable to in this situation. There's a lot of work that gets put into it. That's why we get to the ballpark at 11 o'clock for a 7 o'clock game.
But Murphy, I feel like you guys do this too, and it's so fascinating. I often think about this in NFL. So like in a football game, if a team knows it's going to go to the playoffs, they might start changing their offense a little bit, doing some tweaks just to put something on tape, if you will, just to make the other teams have to worry about something. I want to play something from the game last night. Andrew Vaughn is up, and everyone knows that King Vaughn has just been killing the ball since he's been playing with you guys, and you guys had him do this.
1-0. He bunts. He pushes it up the first baseline. It'll get the run in. Fielded by the first baseman. Peguero flips to Heaney, who tags out Vaughn just before Andrew got to the bag. But how about a squeeze bunt by Andrew Vaughn to make it a 6-1 Brewers lead?
That was awesome. Vaughn throws down a squeeze. Was this the plan all along? Was that a surprise? What was going on there?
Well, I mean, you want to get the run in. You want to extend the lead. The Pirates are a very underrated team, and they're not afraid of the Brewers. They've played us tough. Haney had been going to his sinker over and over. He got a ground ball from Yelich, feeling good about himself, first and third, one out. He throws a sinker to Vaughn. He hits a ground ball to short. It's a double play. We're out of the inning. We don't score. Vaughn's a baseball player. He's not just a hitter. He's a baseball player, and no one expected it. And you get a run, and you get a lot of guys laughing in the dugout and a lot of guys excited that your four-hole hitter is bunting. So But it's also a statement to everyone else that, hey, these guys are willing to do whatever it takes to score the run to win, and that's the team we have to beat.
So you know what you should do? So I don't know if you're aware or not. We think you are, that if the Brewers win 12 in a row, everyone gets free burgers from George Webb's. So, I mean, there you might have to put a hamburger in your pocket at some point. I don't know if you could do that before you win 12 or after, but might have to pop one in there.
I hear what you're saying. But you're telling me what I should do. I don't like to be should on.
I'm just suggesting maybe it's an idea for you to think about.
I think you said the word should, so I'm just responding to being should on.
Well done. Hey, last thing, Murph, just wanted to say thank you. I know that there's a lot of people that are just enjoying this run, obviously, but like, it's been a brutal 48 hours for a lot of folks, and I had people sure. texting me in our neighborhood, too. Our neighborhood got hit good, and I know a lot of people did, so it's not about me, but our neighborhood got hit pretty good with the flooding, and I had guys texting me. I know for a fact they were in their basements mopping or cutting up rugs, texting me about the game as it was happening. You were giving a distraction to a lot of folks, and we could not be happier about that.
Yeah, well, thank you. I mean, my heart goes out to all the people affected by it. And, you know, this is really a great community. And but the way they've supported the Brewers is just, it's a nice feeling, you know, to be part of something like this. And, yeah, we're excited about the future. We're not guaranteed anything. We've got a long way to go. Our schedule is rigorous. We've got a ton of injuries still. And we've got more adversity ahead of us, but yeah, just love the way the community has wrapped their arms around this bunch of guys, because they are special.
Well, I'm going to put a hamburger in my pocket to celebrate. Pat Murphy, thank you, buddy. Appreciate
you
always.
Should do that.
Go get him, Skip.
You got it.